At the time of the American Civil War, the boys at England's Harrow School made an enduring change to the popular playground game where two players take turns whacking a ball against a wall with a racket. The kids discovered that a punctured ball squashed on impact with the wall, and that it produced a game that required greater skill and was more fun. Thus was born the game of squash, now played in 100 countries and more popular today than ever.
Once a year in New York City and Grand Central Station to see great squash, to introduce this game to thousands and thousands of people as they file through here. And that's one of the things we get the most joy out of.
While squash has been played in America since 1890, the world's best players come from other lands. In this match in New York's Grand Central Station, world number one Peter Nicol from England is beating Australia's Stuart Boswell. Peter Nicol's coach is Neil Harvey.
The second half of the game, I thought Peter started to control the tee, and I thought he started to use the height on the front wall and some pace that made Stuart think a little bit more. The squash court is a rectangular shape. You want to try and hit the four corners.
Also watching is world number one, Sarah Fitzgerald from Australia.
Well, you could obviously see why Peter is world champion. When the rallies were tough, and even just in basic situations, Peter just did not make the errors. Even when he's under pressure, he's so good at just keeping the ball in play.
It's a game of speed, subtlety, and endurance. A best-of-five game match often lasts 45 minutes. Tommy Wolfe, son of the popular American author Tom Wolfe, and a highly ranked junior squash player, doubts that Americans are willing to train hard enough to become world champions.
Americans are more spoiled, pretty much, than Europeans are, and try to play more of their of shots rather than playing basic. More Americans are going to more European tournaments. They're seeing what kind of level they have to play and how much training they have to do in order to get at that level.
Even though worldwide the highest ranked American male is only number 97, sports commentator Martin Bronstein believes squash is set to take off in America.
A dozen years ago, they said soccer will never happen in the United States. Look at it now. And what people don't realize is in the American Soccer League, they get bigger, on the average, bigger gates than they do in England.
It is, says Bronstein, just a matter of time.
You need just one born champion. They're not made, they're born. You need just one like that to activate the whole American pride. Hey, this guy's a world champion, or he could be a world champion.
John Nimick, the organizer of the New York tournament, believes it will be several more years before Americans reach the top ranks of world squash. The game, he says, is not available enough to a wide segment of the population.
One of the reasons that America excels in basketball is because basketball is everywhere. And so if you have a natural skill for handling the ball and passing and shooting, obviously, and dunking, and you know, you're given the chance to see if you're any good at it. And squash is nowhere in that kind of general accessibility.
Unlike in the rest of the world, squash in America has an image problem. It's an intercollegiate sport only in the Ivy League and among a couple dozen other, mostly private schools in the Northeast. Former Yale coach Dale Walker is pushing street squash, getting the sport into community centers and downtown YMCAs, where racquetball courts are often not being used.
If this game doesn't get out of the country clubs and the prominent schools, it won't change much. We'll all continue to have a wonderful time. Street squash is essential. Public courts are essential. And they all are here in this country. It's a game that we haven't been able to market.
Dale Walker says to get into the mainstream, squash has got to get into the Olympics and onto television. Until that happens, this fast-moving game is likely to remain on the sidelines and all but invisible on the nation's sports pages. Barry Wood, VOA.